Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Terrio Media.
Hey, Rockstar, Matt Terrio here. Just curious, have you ever wondered how real estate creates wealth? I mean, why has it produced more wealth and millionaire and billionaire moguls than anything else? I mean, with so many other investment options available, how does it do that? What makes real estate so special? Well, today I'm going to give you 5 reasons as to how real estate creates wealth and moguls on this episode of Financial Freedom Friday. Oh, and this is not going to be Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, in case you're wondering. Something so much more exciting. So how real estate creates wealth and moguls is really pretty simple. And its simplicity is probably a part of what makes it work for so many people. It's simple, meaning you don't have to really think too much. By simply just owning income-producing real estate, wealth just, it happens. And I'm going to give you 5 reasons as to how it happens. And there are more than 5, but I'm going to give you the primary 5. First, it mitigates your biggest expense in life. And this is important for any investment, as the most successful investors, they're going to tell you, investing isn't necessarily all about how much you make when your investments go right, although that's important, but it's also very much about how much you lose or don't lose when things go wrong. And whether a real estate investment performs or doesn't, you still get the benefit of the depreciation and the deductions. I'll just abbreviate it there, depreciation. And what this means is when things go wrong, your losses are minimized. And when things go right, your wins are maximized. Now, this is a smaller ROI, but it's still a return on investment. Let's just say, I don't know, 1% annually to keep this really simple and conservative. You know, most people don't even recognize this because it's not money coming into their bank account each month. It's money that's not going out of their bank account, and that they take that for granted. But it is indeed a return on investment, okay? The second one is cash flow. Cash flow. You see, when you lease your real estate to someone for the right to use it, you receive income. They pay you for that right. And from that income that you receive, that they give you, you then pay the property's expenses, and you get to keep what's left over. And that's called cash flow. And this is a much more noticeable return because it's money that shows up in your mailbox every month. All right? So a very conservative number, say, I don't know, today's market, doesn't really matter what the market conditions, but very conservative number, I'd say, is 8%. Then there is amortization. I'm going to abbreviate this too with AMOR. This is probably the most commonly misunderstood or undervalued profit center real estate, but one of the more, if not the most powerful one when it comes to wealth creation. You see, if you borrowed money from a bank to purchase the property, then this would be part of the property's expenses that you'd have to pay each month, that debt, right? But it's people look at it as an expense, but it's not really an expense. It's a realization of equity. See, that debt service, it's paying off the loan on the property, transferring more and more ownership to you every month. And this is a big part of what differentiates an investment property from the home that you live in, your primary residence. You see, in the home that you live in, it's you paying that debt every month. It's you buying your home. In an investment property, it's your tenant that sends you that money every month to take care of the mortgage payment. So it's your tenant that's buying this property for you. And that's what makes this profit center so special and so powerful. And it's the one that people talk about the least. Now the ROI here, in the beginning, due to how an amortization table works, it's really small. But it gets bigger and bigger the longer that you own the property. But in the interest of just keeping everything super conservative, super simple, let's just say it is 1% also, okay? So 1% annually. So the fourth profit center of real estate is what everybody knows and what everybody talks about is appreciation. So this is what most people think of when investing in real estate. They're focused on the appreciation. They're constantly concerned about whether or not this is going to be a good time to buy. They're always trying to time the market, meaning they're wondering, you know, what's the market going to do next? And the truth is, nobody knows. And when you find that person with that crystal ball, I'd be very grateful for that introduction. But the truth is, nobody knows. And although this is a bona fide profit center, it's a speculative one. It's the icing on the cake. Right? These other three, this is the cake. So maybe the market from appreciation is going to go up, it's going to go down, but while it does or it doesn't, these other three centers are working for you. Now, as the market goes up and down, historically, the average national appreciation over, a 30-year period is probably right around 3%. So we'll use that number in our equation, just to keep it simple and conservative. So these are the four or five points of how real estate creates wealth and moguls. So let's add them all up. And what do you have? You have a collective annual return of 13%. Those are the four out of five reasons how real estate works so well in creating wealth. But 13%, it's not all that much to get excited about, is it? I mean, it's respectable, but it's not the silver bullet to creating wealth that you're looking for. There's got to be something else, right? Well, there is. It's the fifth reason as to how real estate creates wealth and moguls. It's what's called leverage. And it's this type of leverage that's available inside of real estate. It's not available to the average person in any other mainstream investment. You see, with the use of very basic leverage, let's say you put 20% down, that's customary. You put 20% down of the purchase price, the bank puts in the rest, the 80%. Then collectively, the use of leverage in this example will multiply these other returns by 3, turning this into an annual percentage rate of 39%. Every year. And it actually gets a little better the longer that you own the property, but with just 39%, let's just keep it real conservative and simple, in the first year, 39%, it starts to become pretty clear as to how real estate has created so much wealth for so many people. And if you're a little confused by how I got the math and how I came to all this, I did it in advance. So, and I actually run down the math in this video right here. You can click this link, it'll take you there. Click this to watch the actual calculations for each one of these profit centers. Or if you're listening to the podcast, you can go back to episode number 421 as I did the math there too. Now, if you can show me another investment with the historical track record and the math to support 39% annually, and you can rely on that for the next 30 years, let me know. But until then, I'm gonna continue doing what I'm doing. It's why I refer to this show as not so much a real estate show. I mean, I don't care about the real estate. I just care about what the real estate does for my money. This is not a real estate show. It's a money show disguised as a real estate show. And I will see you next week for another episode of Financial Freedom Friday. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.